ananya jane mega tumuniro dari kana temuti kaigo mwananya jane mega tumuniro okeluya yohoro omungariyo warekereirie wendo yo witu leo ni mucia ona memenyi ati wetherwo muthuri mwego tari ngarari nori uria maga ati wetherwo muthuri mwego tari ngarari nori uria maga menya jamu oveigo awa amoikaragia iwone ioru nake saitani muthi wa meya akigirira wendo cio ao
MC for today. So a ginger cup of tea we like to prepare for anybody who has visitors, students, staff or other announcements in that order so that we can utilize the time that we have. So enjoy a cup of tea as we listen to some music.
Bonyeza ushinde na Safaricom.
Boss, unangoja nini? Bonyeza 2955.
This song is dedicated to you. Obama said it. All the way down
to this day. I continue. Alright, anybody who has visitors?
From Becca Hill, we have the pleasure to introduce two visiting scientists who have come in under the Africa Biosciences Challenge Fund. On my right is Baberine Silapta from Cameroon. She is a lady from the University of Chang, and she'll be here for 6 months, or she'll be here for 1 year, working on a very interesting topic. So Baberine, you're welcome. So you have the chance to greet us and to tell us in half a minute what you'll be doing at Becca Hill Rehab.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Silata Asongo Baberine. I'm a PhD student from the University of Chang, Cameroon. So I'm here to work on East Coast Fever vaccine. So the objective is to improve the available vaccine to make a multi-component vaccine that integrates cellular immunity and humoral immunity.
Okay. Thank you, Baberine. Let's put some feet and hands together for Baberine. Okay, welcome. Then on my left we have Kizito Nishimwe from Rwanda. Kizito comes from University of Rwanda, and she'll be here for, is it 5 months? He's an aflatoxin expert, so he's doing something important on aflatoxins in maize. So Kizito, you're welcome. Just a chance to greet us and tell us in half a minute a little bit more about aflatoxin.
Thank you. The main objective of my proposal is to assess the level of aflatoxins in the maize sold in the retail market of Kigali. Yeah, briefly will be that we'll be able to see, we will see if we are already timed, we see others make cotoxins in maize that I brought from Rwanda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's put hands and feet together for Kizito. there is somebody else, but they have been here before, Pastor Michael. Okay, so Pastor Michael comes from Eritrea. He is a seasoned sorghum breeder from Hamel Malo Agricultural College. He's small bodied, but he's a very senior fellow. So you're welcome again to Udri and Beka Rehab. So what are you coming to do this time?
Thank you. I'm here to continue from what I have done in the previous programs on sorghum diversity. This time I'm doing on drought tolerance identification using some SNP markers, and maybe I'm here for the next 3 or 4 months. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Let's put some hands and feet together for Pastor Michael. Okay, so welcome.
All right, thank you. Any students that we want to, more students that we want to introduce to everyone? Or staff? New staff who have joined us recently? Then we can open the floor for anybody who has any further announcement.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jennifer Timbomoy from P&OD. Just to notify you that Monday, the 1st of December, will be World AIDS Day, and the world will be commemorating that day, which is significant in HIV/AIDS. And more communication will come to you. We're going to have ribbons at entrances, and we encourage you to wear a ribbon in commemoration of that day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Any more announcements? Catherine?
Morning, everybody. This is an announcement from Catherine. Tonight we have Mugedi, and we invite all of you to come and set off in the night. And I hope everybody will be happy for that. Aren't you happy? At least you've enjoyed your tea today. No complaints. Karibuni sana. And a good day. Thank you.
For those who love sports, we are having soccer today at the Ilu International Stadium. For a finale, make sure you don't kill one another when we beat you. For Manu, tomorrow be at the Manu Stadium at around 6 to watch the games. Thank you.
All right, thank you.